Life, you must have a good reputation with those outside. you think that you won't look at later. Now, someone has said about Adam that Adam had a lot of trouble in his relationship with Eve. But there's one thing that Adam never had to listen to, and that is to listen to Eve talk about the man that she could have married. And probably as you go through this passage this morning, you'll be thinking about the man that you could have married. And let me remind you that you married the man that you married to, and God wants to make him new, wants to change him and conform him to the image of Christ, which would also conform him to the image of this portrait in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Well, let's look in the area of a man's personal life. And all through this passage, we'll see there's one central thought that sort of binds the whole thing together. And that is that he is the man who is in control. So get that thought with you this morning as we go through it. But Paul is essentially talking about a man who is in control. In the area of his personal life, verses 2 and 3, his family life, verses 4 and 5. In the area of his church life and experience of attention in verse 6. And then in verse 7, he's in control in his relationship with people outside the church, so that he has a good reputation beyond the confines of his church constituency. On the next character that we take up is in verse, take your pictures in verse 3, that he's not to be addicted to wine. Or literally, not an excessive drinker. He doesn't drink too much, and Paul uses specifically here the word wine. Now, in our society today, I recognize that this is a very controversial subject. And all I want to do this morning is to be true to Scripture, not go beyond what Scripture has written, and yet go up to the point of what Scripture has written. And the Bible obviously, very strongly, with absolutely no apology, condemns drunkenness. Over and over again, we see in the Scripture that excessive drinking is condemned by God's Word. One of the strongest passages, and we won't turn back to this morning, but is in Proverbs chapter 23. And in verses 19 through 21, which we often overlook, is that the writer, Solomon, puts drunkenness and gluttony in the same category. And probably gluttony is the number one sin in Christian circles today. I quite frankly don't have a problem with excessive drinking. I do have a problem at times with too much eating, overeating. And as you've heard stated before, you don't have to be 300 pounds heavy to be a glutton. I think we must be very careful in this whole area of judging that we keep things in their proper perspective. The Bible very clearly says that a man should not be under the control or influence of wine. Now, we could say that in our society, and I personally have problems with saying that that the wine that Jesus, the water that Jesus turned into wine was not fermented. I think that it's best understood that the wine was real wine, and it was the kind of wine that one could get drunk on. Otherwise, why would we have all these restrictions against excessive drinking to the point of drunkenness? But I also would like to say that in lieu of the problems in our society today, and by this I mean the problems with alcoholism, I was reading recently where estimated that over 9 million people have a problem with alcoholism. And every week on our highways in our country here in the United States, we have literally a jumbo plane, 747 jumbo plane full of people whose lives are killed every week in traffic accidents because of the problem of alcohol. That's staggering when you start remembering. If a jumbo 747 was to come down out of the sky every week and 400 to 500 people be killed, everybody in society would be crying out against it. We would have those planes grounded immediately. But yet we overlook the problem in connection with alcoholism. one of the inconsistencies in our society. You know, we immediately raise our voices and cry out against a drug like, or a sweetener like saccharin, which may be guilty of causing cancer in humans, although that hasn't been proven. But on the other hand, absolutely nothing is said, basically nothing is being said about the problems of alcoholism in our society, and we continue to advertise it and encourage the drinking of it as though it's something that every man and woman and young person ought to be doing. The Bible is very clear that one is not to be under the influence of wine or strong drink controlling him. Now, I personally believe that, and I think again this is an individual choice that every Christian must make. I cannot go beyond what Scripture says, but I must go up to what Scripture says. And I think that we as Christians are faced with a situation where we must individually make a choice. And in many societies, total abstinence may be by far the best recourse.